Good morning. It's 7:34 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 21st, 2016. Yes, I know what day it is today. I'm pretty sure I said it right. I walk by a sign and I go by it every day and I have to look at it twice. Whenever it catches my eye. It's RLR Limited. But whenever I walk by it, I just sort of catch it. And it looks like RIP Limited, and I have to do a double take and think, what the hell? It's right around the corner from a funeral home, so I'm sure my brain fills in those details. So, I got a couple thousand words in. It was late last night before I finally got them together. I'm going to do better today. I've got to do better today if I want to get this book out by the end of July. I also checked with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers people. I've got to order some books. So it was also therapy day yesterday, and I'm thinking about that session and the confirmation from my therapist that you're depressed. It shows up in the evidence is pretty straightforward. One of the symptoms that I've noticed, one of the behaviors that I've noticed, is that when I start playing Minecraft obsessively, playing Minecraft, for an hour a week or so is not too bad. An hour a day even isn't too bad. And when it gets to be more than that, when I sit down, and rather than check Google Plus, I log into my Minecraft world. That's not a good sign. And the fact that I've been having a very hard time with things that I know make me feel better, like writing. Writing actually makes me feel better. And when I don't write, it makes me feel worse. So it's either rising or falling. There's no maintenance there. So I had a good couple of days, and then it started falling off almost immediately. And the walk, not going for the walk. Not only does not going for the walk not help me, I know walking does help, but not walking is actually a sign that I'm not, my head is telling me things that indicate that, you're not really worth it. It's not really It's not really worth the time. You could sit here and play Minecraft instead, which is a problem. And the fact that I've got to go talk to the doctor about getting Ritalin is probably not helping any. So, yeah, hello darkness. Apparently, and I believe this is probably true, I'm struggling. It's all right. Been here before. I'll be here again. But what I need to do is what she calls fake it till you make it. And that's, I've got a list of things that I do, that if I do them, I feel better. If I do them, I feel better. I don't know if that's really, I'm not sure the efficacy of, if I make myself do them, it will make me feel better. But the other side of it, the flip side of it is that if I don't do them, I feel worse. The change the voices in your head thing, where... Good morning. Where if I don't do them, I have bad things to say about me. Oh, I'm so lazy. Oh, I'm so... whatever. And by making those voices go away, by changing those voices, by doing the things that I know make me feel better, I take away the opportunity for me to beat me up. So we're going to have to try to buckle down, approach it as an academic exercise rather than something else, rather than I know it's going to make me feel better if I do it and turn it into I need to do it so that I can feel better. And even though it doesn't seem like it would make any difference to me right now, depression is a lie. And that lie is taking root. I need to get back. I need to come back from that edge. The edge of not glory. I wonder what that was. The edge of ignominy? Ignominy? I'm not even sure that's the right word. Ignominious is the word I'm basing it on. It's an adjective, actually. And it's too hot. I'm out too late. I should have come out at 6 o'clock. I woke up at 6 and then had to have some coffee or I wasn't going to function. So here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. But I've let the sun get up. And while the air temp, the ambient temp is 64, that sun is grilling. And the long walk to the west where there's no shade, the sun on my back all the way, half a mile, that was hot. I'm really quite warm right now. Let's see, we're going to turn east. Do I still have any shade? A little bit. So, yeah, things have started happening in the story. I started a new chapter, and it's... One of the things is that I've set Natalia up as an engineer. And so we're looking a lot at what happens in engineering rather than what happens on the bridge. And it's not as inspiring. It's not as wondrous. She doesn't get to look out and see all the stars. She doesn't get to look out and, well, all she is aware of is the engines and the skin around the ship. Won't post. And she doesn't get to say when anything happens. She just has to make sure that the engines, the drives, the kickers, the fuel, the water, that it's all there so that when it's needed, nobody has to scramble around and find out why it's not working. So it's a bit of a stretch. And she has a crew, but the crew is not exactly what she's come to expect from being at the academy. It's not exactly, I mean, it's not William Tinker level. But these are people who don't necessarily subscribe to the CPJSAT rule book on what constitutes good practice in the deep dark. And there's some commentary on it. Why do we have so many people on watch? Logically, it makes sense that you'll have a bridge watch. Logically, it makes sense that you'd have an engineering watch. Logically, it makes sense that in a ship where 40-odd people's lives depend on environmental, you would keep somebody on watch in the environmental section. But what passes for safety, the rationale for it, is really based on something else. It's really based on inertia. It's based on, well, look, this is how we've always done it. We don't have... autopilots and rudimentary AI and the things that we need to stay in touch with the systems on the ship, even if we're not sitting at the console. But they have those things. They have the ability to monitor the console wherever they might be on the ship. The idea that you might be asleep is minor if your tablet can wake you up to tell you. Now, the argument could be made that what if it doesn't wake you up? What if you don't hear it? What if you ignore it? What if? There's a lot of what ifs. And so the question is, how do we navigate among these what-ifs? How do we navigate in the spaces between them? So what's safe in CPJCT land is not necessarily safe in Toehold space, because they have a very different view of what those regulations represent. They're less about safety. They're less about how things should be done. They're less about best practice and much more about, oh, well, that's just job security. That's just employment. That's just making sure people have things to do that earn them the credits they need to survive so that they don't become drains on the system. Holy crap. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. Another 5 minutes and this would have been grim. The last 100 feet are going to be awful. Good morning. Note to self, 6 o'clock is looking better and better. Wow. Summer's back. We had a little bit of a break. Yesterday was an odd day. It was quite lovely when I was out doing the walk. And then as I mentioned near the end, I had this big cloud bank come in. And it came over, it was overcast and windy, and it stayed like 72, 74 degrees for 3 or 4 hours. And then it evaporated and the heat shot up. It got up to around 90 yesterday. Tomorrow's going to be a tricky day. I'm going to have to get out early tomorrow morning. Because tomorrow is the day the younger daughter gets her wisdom teeth removed, excised. So we need to get those taken care of before things get really tense. But we have things we have to do starting at 8 a.m. for a 9 o'clock appointment. And I suspect we'll be home by 10. But I'm not sure who's going to wind up doing most of the ride, herding. The challenge will be for her to stay away from food and drink after 9 o'clock. Because she stays up late and she's a snacker. We have to make it clear to her that a glass of water, a can of soda, is a potentially life-threatening issue when you're going to be having anesthesia in the morning. Shade feels good. I'm here. I made it another one. Let's see. 1939, 1940. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.